This is Free Talk Live, and it is your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. Again, that's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site, totally free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. We start things out with the calls, because this is the show about your calls. So let's talk to Joseph in Baltimore. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Torgo, and Mark. Joseph?
Joseph.
Joe is gone.
Oh. I didn't even have to tell him no.
All right, 800-259-9231. So, at the end of last hour, Torgo, you brought up a story about the Electoral College. It's in jeopardy. There's a couple different states, California, Colorado, passing laws that are essentially going to just bypass that whole Electoral College process or somehow force them to vote for whoever the whoever takes the majority of votes nationwide.
Right, they can just pass legislation for it. And I was reading on the breaks that the states are allowed to legislate whatever they want in relation to their Electoral College votes because that's a state issue. It's already gone to the Supreme Court and all that stuff. So
it's totally legal. There's no challenges that are going to happen here.
No.
If 12 or 13 states passes this legislation, it's essentially going to render null the Electoral College system. And as I pointed out last hour, I think this is just yet more evidence that it's time to just say screw it to the whole United States idea. It's been a wonderful experiment. It's lasted for over 200 years. It was a great idea, the original concept. You got to hand it to the Founding Fathers. They had a wonderful concept. They ran with it. They gave it a shot. And people in search of power took over the positions of power, expanded the positions of power, made them more powerful, thereby attracting people who are even, well, in search of more power, and the process repeated itself until, well, we're here where we're at today, where essentially a few select areas of the country, New York, California, big population areas, are going to be in total control of what happens to the rest of the 50, to the other 49 states or so. And I think that's really anathema. That's not what our founding fathers had intended. And I think that it's time to just call it a failure, pack up and break up the union at this point.
I don't think you're going to see this passing, A. And B,
passing?
This isn't going to go.
You don't think Arnold Schwarzenegger is going to sign this in California?
I think he'll sign it in California. Maybe he'll sign it in California. Who knows? Maybe they'll pass it with a supermajority. Maybe it won't matter. But I don't think you'll find all the states that are needed are going to pass this anytime soon. Because it's just such a rare case.
5 years from now.
You could also have a bunch of small states pass
it. It's such a rare case, though, that that the popular vote isn't the same as the Electoral College vote.
Uh-huh.
It's happened a couple times in our history, and that's it. So it's not that big of a deal. And to say that you want to break up the union and just see what
the real issue.
See what the heck's going to happen. Just because you want to break it up doesn't mean it's going to get broken up the way you want it to get broken up.
I didn't say I wanted it to break up in any specific way. I just made a few suggestions.
I understand. You would just... you would like
I just
to see
don't want
to
be
New
subject.
Hampshire safe and you know autonomous from the rest of the
That's
union.
That's right.
But it's probably not going to be. In all likelihood, all of New England is just going to go together off into one its own.
What makes
one
you say
state.
That?
Because they are
New Hampshire and Massachusetts
places.
Don't get along too well. In case you hadn't noticed, I can't imagine
the state
that would
legislatures
be
don't have to. I mean, if you're talking about breaking up the union, something dramatic's going to have to happen, and who knows whether the legislatures will have anything to do with it.
When you say dramatic, do you mean like one state leaving the union? Is that dramatic enough?
I don't know.
I'm thinking if one state leaves the union.
You're the one
union,
calling for the dissolution of the United States.
That's right. I think if one state leaves the union, that'll be enough to encourage some other states to actually do the same thing. Let the other ones have their union if they want to keep if they want to keep it up, then fine. But I say that anybody with some sense, any states, people, any population with some sense should really consider getting out at this point. Because why you would want to be subject to the whims of people 1,500 or 2,000 miles away from you, that doesn't make sense to me. Does that make sense? I mean, why would you want somebody in California setting the rules for you, Mark? Why would you want that?
What rules are you referring to?
I'm talking about whatever rules the federal government wants to set down.
The federal government isn't in California.
I understand that. But if the executive branch gets to be controlled by very specific areas of the country, why you would want to be in support of something like that? It doesn't make sense to
me. I don't want to break up the United States because I don't want to see California attacking Florida. And I think that could very well happen. When you start splintering these states up into essentially little countries, that's what you want to do, then countries have a tendency to fight, as they did under the Articles of Confederation. The states did fight. They disagreed, I should say.
Uh-huh. They had a little tiff.
Well, they didn't, like, bring out arms that I know of. I'm sure one of our listeners will send me otherwise if it did happen, if there were militias fighting among states.
So that's your primary reason is because you don't want two states to have a little tiff with one another? Is that what you're saying?
A little tiff? Yeah. I don't want armies rolling into... Right now, we have two good borders that work real well. Mm-hmm. Borders have a tendency to be where wars start. Let's not create more borders.
Okay, I want to hear from you on this. What do you think? 800-259-9231. In fact, Mark, you've got something. Since we were talking about breaking up the United States, you've got something that's kind of in the opposite direction.
Since you were talking about breaking up the United States,
you're here too.
Yeah. All right. From I was driving along in my car the other day, and I was wondering, Ron Paul. I think about him every once in a while.
Do you? Is it? That's creepy.
What way?
You're like, Ron Paul.
Well, he's the only libertarian. He and Jeff Flake are the only libertarians really in Congress.
No, they're not libertarians. They're Republicans.
They're Republicans who...
And Jeff Flake, I don't think, has ever even been in the Libertarian Party. Ron Paul has. So I don't think it's fair for you to label him as something they may not want to be.
Anyway, you're thinking
they're
about
libertarians
men.
With a small L, not with a large L.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Why don't you just go on?
Anyhow, so I was thinking about them, and I was thinking, what is Ron Paul? He's privy to a lot of information that I wouldn't be privy to, and I'm kind of concerned about this whole security prosperity partnership of North America.
Why are you concerned? Because we've had a bunch of people call about it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't know anything about it, really, other than what I've read on the website. I don't trust what the government says, and I'm thinking, what does Ron Paul think about it? So, sure enough, in Texas Straight Talk at House, www.house.gov/Paul, he put out today, August the 28th.
Well, it's almost like he knew you were thinking of him.
We have that kind of link.
Do you?
It's the RLC mind meld. Globalists and one world promoters.
So do all four of you have that?
Globalists and one world promoters never seem to tire of coming up with ways to undermine the sovereignty of the United States. Most recent attempt comes from in the form of the misnamed Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America. In reality, this new partnership will likely make us far less secure and certainly less prosperous. According to the U.S. government website dedicated to the project, the SPP is neither a treaty nor a formal agreement. Rather, it is a dialogue launched by the heads of state of Canada, Mexico, and the United States at a summit in Waco, Texas in March of 2005.
Hmm.
What is a dialogue? We don't know. What we do know, however, is that the congressional oversight of what might be the most significant developments in recent history is non-existent. Congress has had no role at all in the dialogue that may see that many see as a plan for a North American union. According to, isn't this scary? Congress has had no oversight on this.
It's just an executive branch thing. They're just doing their thing.
I guess.
Because they know they can. They know that Congress isn't going to say squat to them. They've at this point figured out they can get away with whatever they want to do, and Congress is just going to cower over in a corner somewhere.
Apparently, they can just look into dissolving the union. According to the SPP website, and you want it formed up with Mexico and Canada? Because that's what they want to do. These people want one world government. They don't want a whole bunch of little fractional ones.
I understand, which makes me wonder why you want to side with them.
Who's they?
You.
What are you talking about?
You're siding with the SPP.
Who's they? You.
You're
you going to side with them? That, what? Just
you're
pronouns. Stop
you're
it.
Siding, you're siding with the big government people by supporting the United States.
I'm not siding with the United States having a big government.
Okay.
No. I want to beat it back down
to
congressional, constitutional
I think
sizes.
It's just about as likely that you're going to be able to beat it back down to a constitutional size as we're going to be able to have someone secede from the union. But go ahead.
Right. Well, as you're going to have this terrible bloody revolution and somebody's not going to come out and enslave us all.
Mm, we're already enslaved. Go on.
And more so. Uh-huh. It's going to look like frickin' Cuba here if
sure
you lead some kind of revolution.
You guys should just kiss.
That would be the most awful thing. All right. According to the SPP website, this dialogue will create a new supranational organization to coordinate border security, health policy, economic and trade policy, and energy policy between the governments of Mexico, Canada, and the United States. As such, it is but an extension of NAFTA and CAFTA, and what we have is far less to do with the free movement of goods and services than they have to do with government coordination and management of international trade.
We'll explore a little more on the way. 800-259-9231, and you can bring up whatever you want. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
It's a combination of the best that public broadcasting has to offer
and NFL football.
We should pass a law mandating a cooling-off period after the next 9/11 type attack. We know we're going to get hit again, and we know we're going to freak out and pass Patriot Act 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And then we're going to feel bad that we acted in the heat of the moment.
Beating the ideas into the turf until something breaks. Common Sense with Dan Carlin.
Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with another Car Clinic Minute. Keys? Check. New car smell? Check. Contract? Check. You struck your best new car deal, but I bet you didn't figure on this. When I come back, I'll ensure you don't miss a very important calculation.
Whether it's a classic car or Grandma's chocolate chip cookies, I prefer originals, like the original Scotch Shop towel. Scotch Shop towels are soft, strong, and absorbent. Don't let lookalikes fool you. The original Scotch Shop towels handle tough messes like grease and oil and are durable enough to be used again and again, wet or dry, at home or work. Buy Scotch Shop towels in the blue pop-up box or on a roll. They're an original.
You just think you figure the cost of your new car, but don't put away that calculator yet. The added value of insurance could put a heavy drain on your checkbook. Vehicle color, sunroofs, stereo, and tinted windows don't count. But price, body type, rag tops, and weight compute to heavy dollars, as in hundreds every year. So tally the total cost of car ownership. Choose a vehicle, then compare rates among makes, models, and insurance companies. Since 37% of consumers interviewed plan to buy new cars within the next year, this advice will really add up. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. We've all seen the Tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 Tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your Tornado unit today. Or visit TornadoAir.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it is your show. You bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number. That's 800-259-9231. Once again, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with me.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. You'll find over 750 pages, all created by you, the listeners. In fact, you can go in and you can edit virtually anything that you see on the wiki. You can add to it, you can change things around, and so can everyone else. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com to explore it. It's free, like everything else on our website, wiki.freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. By the way, I want to thank everybody that has taken the time to put Free Talk Live down when they sign up for the Free State Project, to put us down as their referral.
They give us $20 for every one of you.
No, they don't pay us for each one. But it's nice.
Well, they give me $20.
Well, I don't know how you manage that, but congratulations. But it's good because we're the number one recruiter for the Free State Project. I mean, I was looking at statistics from last month. We recruit more than the Internet itself.
Wow. We are more powerful than the Internet.
just thought I'd share that.
The Internet is just a tool that we use to bring you liberty. The real power lies with us here on Free Talk Live. Well, at least you two. I'm gone after tonight.
Today, the Internet. Tomorrow, IRL.
What?
In real life.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that funny?
No.
Apparently not.
800-259.
Well, it was funny to you, and that was cute.
It was, yeah.
1-800-259-9231. Talking about the SPP, the Security Prosperity Partnership, or so they're calling it.
Yes.
It's something that you can go to their website at spp.gov. It's a government thing. Apparently something done just by the executive branch, just on their own, according to Ron Paul, at least.
Right.
There's been no congressional oversight. Congress didn't approve this. It's just happening.
Right.
What is happening, though?
Ron Paul is a congressperson, and he says that there's been no oversight at all, and it's disturbing. Continuing, critics of NAFTA and CAFTA warned, at the time the agreements were actually a move towards more government control over international trade and an eventual merging of North America into a border-free area. Proponents of these agreements dismissed these as preposterous and conspiratorial. Now we see the criticisms appear to be justified. Let's examine just a couple of the many troubling statements on SPP's U.S. government website. We affirm our commitment to strengthen regulatory cooperation and to have our central regulatory agencies complete a trilateral cooperation framework by 2007. Though the U.S. administration insists that the SPP does not undermine U.S. sovereignty, how else can one take statements like this? How can we be establishing a trilateral regulatory cooperation?
How can we even be saying trilateral regulatory? See, you can't.
Regularly. Trilateral.
How can
DanCarlin.com?
How can establishing a trilateral regulatory cooperation not undermine our national sovereignty? How can it, Torgo?
Isn't that against an FCC regulation for you to be drunk?
It ought to be, yeah.
Actually, it's against the regs to drink on the air.
Oh, that's right. You can drink on the breaks and just be trashed while you're on the air, as long as you're not drinking while the mics are on.
I believe that it's either an FCC reg or a National Association of Broadcasters sort of a guideline. I'm not sure which one.
Well, here at FTL, we have the rule that you don't drink, period, before you go on.
Yes.
But, yeah.
You violated tonight.
Well, you would like to think, I wish I had an excuse.
Lucky
like
for
drunk.
Me, we can still snort Coke. Woo!
Grinding my teeth here. The website also states SPP's goal is to improve the health of our indigenous people through targeted bilateral or trilateral activities, including in health promotion, health education, disease prevention, and research.
This is great! Mexico, United States, Canada, they're all going to team up to make us healthier. Man, who could be against it?
Right. Well, Ron Paul says, who can read this and not see massive foreign aid transferred from the U.S. taxpayer to foreign governments and well-connected private companies?
Ron Paul just wants people to be sick and poor.
Well, I don't know.
Because we know. I mean, look,
so Ron Paul has anything to do with them being sick and poor?
All you have
or to make them not be sick and poor?
All you have to do is look at the statistics. Obviously, the bigger the government, the more healthy the population. I say we go through with it.
Oh, God.
I'm kidding, of course.
The only other thing we need is mandatory military service. That's the next thing.
We can just make the Mexicans fight for us.
There you go.
Also alarming, our SPP pledges to work towards the identification and adoption of best practices relating to the registration of medical products. That sounds like the much-criticized Codex Alimentarius. Are you familiar with this?
Yeah, we talked about it about a year
right.
ago.
This is the,
these are the UN rules for
doing away with herbal remedies, right?
Putting huge restrictions on them, or putting big restrictions on the amount of vitamin C and that sort of thing that can be in pills.
Right. You can't even, basically, you can't prescribe vitamins to yourself.
That would be awful for people like Herbal Healer.
It would be bad.
Yeah.
Even more troubling are reports that under this new partnership, a massive highway is being planned to stretch from Canada to Mexico through the state of Texas, which is likely to cost the U.S. taxpayer untold billions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
It will require eminent domain takings in almost unimaginable scale and will also make the U.S. more vulnerable to those who seek to enter our country and to do us harm.
Now, when the interstate highway system was built, and I'm not, I'm just trying to go based on memory here. I think someone had told us at one point that the states were actually put in charge of building the highways.
Makes sense.
And interconnecting them and just receiving federal money. It almost sounds like this is going to be a federal highway built by the feds, which, I mean, if you thought that your local road construction projects were expensive and boondoglish, this is going to be that times 100.
Yeah. When he says billions, he's not kidding. This all adds up to not only more and bigger government, but the establishment of an unelected mega-government. As the SPP website itself admits, the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America represents a broad and ambitious agenda. I hope my colleagues in Congress and American citizens will join me in opposing any broad and ambitious effort to undermine the security and sovereignty of the United States.
Considering how often his colleagues in Congress join him in anything, he can keep hoping.
Yeah, we can kiss our butts goodbye.
Let's go to the phones to Daryl in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Mark.
Yeah, hey guys, how's it going?
Good, Daryl. What's on your mind?
Oh, basically what you're talking about, if you really get into more details about it, it's even worse than that. The biggest problem with the Trilateral Commission, the UN, and all these other so-called agencies that every human thinks is a federal entity, they are not. They are all private corporations, including the Heritage Group, which part of the Glacier National Park in the U.S. and in Canada was given to back in 95. So these are all individual corporations. Unfortunately, they don't seem to fall under any jurisdiction of rational thought. And as far as the NAFTA superhighways and the codex you were talking about, I'm going to make arrangements to be beamed off the planet if that happens, because I have to have herbs.
Yeah, me too, man. After the show.
Yeah, well, I join you, but...
Sounds like you might have gotten a head start.
No, I've got a headache from a misalignment with the chiropractor.
That's all right, man. We're working on it. We're keeping people informed on this, and... What do you think, Daryl, if this goes through, if they create a North American Union, what do you think about secession as an option?
Well, I've been writing various things and sending them to politicians, and all of them is, they keep the argument is, well, I'm only a state representative. I can only deal with state issues.
Yeah, well, not like, my bag. Just pass the buck. Pass the buck. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
Have you been noticing that something is different in the world today? Nostradamus said that at the turn of the last century, things would reverse, that good would become bad and bad would become good, that there would be a crossover and we would enter the apocalypse. You cannot deny that his words have come to pass. What does this mean for us? Jerry Vanno has written a book entitled The Uncovering of the Greatest Story Never Told. He explains mysteries that have been kept from the masses by the ruling powers about our origin and purpose for being, and about the apocalyptic time we live in and the results in the year 2012. You can get the book on the internet at Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble. It can be bought in paperback, ebook, and talking book. The Uncovering of the Greatest Story Never Told. Visit Jerry Vanno's homepage at www.gvano.com. Again, that's www.gvano.com.
The Bill of Rights is a term for the first 10 amendments of the Constitution, limiting the federal government's power and preserving the rights of the people. Each day, we gradually lose these rights that we are entitled to. We need to take a stand to let the government know that we are tired of losing these rights. Today, you can take this stand. Express your beliefs by wearing a new and innovative t-shirt available only through GCN. Each shirt is black with a redesign of the famous Don't Tread on Me Gadsden flag located on the front of the shirt. On the back is the Bill of Rights, printed in bold white text. Each shirt is $22 shipped to you and only $15 for each additional shirt. PayPal users, please send payment to liberties77@yahoo.com. That's LIBERTEES77@yahoo.com. For questions, call 479-774-8264. That's 479-774-8264. For additional information, including images of this shirt, please visit www.gcnlive.com today.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycoside NS.
What's Mycoside NS?
Mycoside NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst-looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycoside NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me, too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycoside NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycoside definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycoside NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NVC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
Once again, that number is 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got archives, an entire year's worth of the show, right there on the front page of the website. You just go and get them. There's no membership fee. There's no signing in. There's no process. Just click and download. Simple. freetalklive.com. It's free. All right. So we're going back to the phones, back to the fun. We're talking about this North American Union idea, which the first time we heard of it, we thought paranoid kookery. We thought there's just some paranoid loons out there suggesting these things. Then there was a website that we were pointed to, which is the real deal. It's SPP.gov. It's the executive branch. They're putting together this plan to partner up somehow with Canada and Mexico. And create, they keep using this term trilateral regulations, and they want to somehow partner up to make government bigger, I guess. That's the destination here, and it's just a bad idea all around. And now Ron Paul at the House of Representatives, he's actually acknowledging that this exists. He's addressed it, and essentially just saying this is just a plan that the executive branch is going through without any sort of congressional approval. They're just going for it. And why not? I mean, they get away with anything else that they try. Congress doesn't do anything. When the executive branch has been shown to have been breaking the law, Congress just sits back and, well, whatever. You go ahead and do whatever you want. No big deal. We don't want to be targeted by retribution because, I mean, if you're a congressperson and you maybe introduce some legislation that's going to target the executive branch, target George Bush for impeachment or something like that, if you're going after them, then they might go after you with some of their warrantless wiretapping. Maybe they'll tap all your campaign phone lines and see if they can pick up some dirt on you or something like that.
Disturbing.
Let's go to, let's talk to David in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Torgo, and Mark.
Viva Resistance.
Hey, Dave, what's on your mind?
Hey, I'll take it one step farther. They already announced it last year in Cancun, Mexico, the year before that in Waco, Texas, and the year before that, 6 months before that, up in Montreal. It's already announced. Mm-hmm. And I'll take it another step farther. There's going to be 10 unions in this new world government, and the last union to be formed is the Middle East Union. Iran is the only blockade.
There's 10 unions?
There's going to be 10 of them, right.
The European Union,
the South American Union, Central American Union, North American Union, African Union, Russian Union, Asian Union, Australian Union, and there's another one.
But the Central American Union should be really small.
Check it out. Just as Poland was given to Russia under the excuse of terrorism. See, if anybody knows history, Ivan the Terrible used the Black Riders to instill terrorism so that he could come and save the day. They're all in cahoots with each other, what's going on in the
Middle East. Now, this is news to me. Where did you hear the idea that there were they were working on forming other unions?
They are. It's announced. You read Agenda 21. It's announced right after World War II. It's the whole... You could be a prophet if you read Agenda 21. Everything's going according to a plan. It's accelerated right
Whose plan? Because the cat's out of the bag. Where is Agenda? What is Agenda 21? Who wrote it? The UN Charter.
Pick out the UN Charter and then ask.
What's that going to do to the UN? I mean, if there's 10 different unions.
No, it's for the One World New Order thing. See. They want the free trade of the whole world, right? And they want
Slow down, Dave. Don't associate the words free trade with these unions. Don't associate free trade with NAFTA or anything like that. That's not free trade, and it's never free trade if the government is involved in regulations of trade.
It's going to be a fascist thing, man. They're taking over the big corporations, actually. And they're all the ones that make our weapons, make our drugs, get the oil, and insure us. And the banking guys.
Do we oppose this, Dave? What's the plan? Because you guys are in
Okay, they depend on us to be consumers. We stop consuming, and we put them out of business.
I don't know about you. We take care of one another.
We start growing our own food.
Oh.
We start demanding our... Our unalienable rights given to us by our creator.
Wait a minute. Are you suggesting that I go in my backyard and start growing carrots and radishes and living off of that? It's just not going
to
work.
Well, no. I'm just saying we have to team together. You can't do it by yourself. See, they want us to be, like, at each other's throat. They want us to be, like, individuals.
We need to start a global community co-op, is what he's saying.
Well, they're hijacking, right? They're kind of hijacking... the whole system, so you got to hijack the hijacker.
Hijack it back. I like
right.
it. That
and
sounds like a nice little tagline.
And the only way you can do that, the only way
hijack
you can do
your freedoms.
Huh?
No.
No, the only way you could do that is we got to work together, but they got us at each other's throat.
Yes,
and
they do.
And the border situation is going to even get us at each other's throat more. So
what
we do is show love to these people, get them on our side, and get them believing in freedom, and then it backfires on them. We hijack what they're using to hijack us with.
Thanks,
Dave.
There
you go. That's what we do.
Appreciate it as always. I think he was going to say he loves you, Torgo.
Huh?
He said at the very end there, love you,
Torgo. Well, I love you, Dave.
800-259-9222.
I think he was going to say love them back.
To teach the Mexicans freedom or something.
I was just trying to help Torgo feel better about his leaving the show tonight.
Yeah,
right.
Last night.
Well, you know, that's okay. I don't need anything to make me feel better about it. I don't know that I could feel better about it, actually.
1-800-259-9231.
I did cry.
All right, Francisco, Mark, they're gone. So open lines for you at 800-259-9231. Most impatient night of callers.
It's open phone Monday.
So, all right, so are we done with this SPP thing? I think we're done with this.
I'm done with the article.
The plot is afoot. It's happening. Where we're going from here is, I don't know, man. It's a pretty frightening concept.
If it's got... Representative Ron Paul upset and thinking that it's scary, I find it upsetting and scary.
Yes, because you do whatever Representative Ron Paul instructs you to.
Well, not exactly, but...
It's just Ron Paul weighs heavily on his mind. He thinks about him a lot.
In the car.
I was driving around thinking about Ron Paul. As I do when I'm showering.
Well, I never think about California. However, it does pop up in the news from time to time, and we've got another idiotic story out of there, this socialist paradise, Dublin, California, in fact. The Associated Press reporting, smokers beware. This bedroom community near San Francisco may soon put you in the same category.
What was that?
San Francisco.
Do you have a problem with the city?
I hope the pink.
Yes, what I do, as a matter of fact.
What are you trying to say about San Francisco?
I hope the Pink Pistols give you a beat down for that.
What?
Why? It's just kind of a...
Why do you have to be all
silly list? Place?
No. Now, I understand that you have a tendency to try and pronounce the names of places as if you were native to it. Uh-huh. But that's why I'm wondering what you're trying to say about San Francisco.
Great.
I don't know. Let's go to the phones. The oligarchist in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Mark.
Actually, it's the oligarchist from Massachusetts.
Oh, it's Matthew. What's up?
Hey, buddy.
How you doing? I'm one of those people. I'm in the oligarchy. I'm in one of those insurance companies that we're behind the grand conspiracy.
Ah, you're plotting to take over the world, are you?
That's right. And, you know, it's the oligarchy. And so he's right on about that. And
okay.
It's all over my computer right here.
Now it's officially confirmed at this point.
Yeah. And so we can stop arguing about that. And these people can stop calling in because it's all taken care of. We all know where it comes from. So
very good, right there on the computer.
Yeah, and we're just gonna miss you, Torgo.
Oh,
we'll see you up in New Hampshire.
You will.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna miss you, Matthew.
Oh God.
Give kisses. Give kisses.
Oh, he couldn't do it.
No, I can't do that.
All right. He does have a wife. Thanks for the call, man.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
All right, good night, guys.
800-259-9231.
I've kissed married people before.
Okay. 1-800-259-9231. More on the way here. I've got the story out of Dublin, and then you can make fun of me for making fun of San Francisco, and we'll get to all that.
That'll be great.
This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. There's going to be even more of a smoking crackdown in Dublin, California. We'll explain on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8255. 8880 and order your Tornado unit today. Or visit TornadoAir.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to RoyalPurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and RoyalPurple.com today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean the hard to find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth friendly. Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. It's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Go shopping with Free Talk Live. We have got an agreement with our friends over at Amazon. That's right. The world's largest internet retailer. Over 30 different categories of products for you to shop from. Everything from DVDs to office supplies to, sporting goods. It's all there at amazon.freetalklive.com. That's right. If you enter through our site at amazon.freetalklive.com, then a percentage of your sale will go to Free Talk Live. So it's a great way to get all the stuff you want delivered to your door and help Free Talk Live out at the same time. Once again, that's amazon.freetalklive.com. All right, so I took a cheap shot at San Francisco.
You did.
And it was based on nothing but stereotypes.
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah, and that's not like you.
Yeah, it's not like you're talking about Key West or anything.
I'm sorry, what? You two are awful.
Well, now stereotypes can be accurate to some extent.
No, they're not.
I think you're in denial. That's the most common human response, Torgo.
If there's anyone in denial about San Francisco and the types of folk there in this room, I'd say it's Mark.
What? Why Mark?
Oh, never mind. I won't get into it.
Okay.
I don't want to out you on the air.
Dublin, whatever. California. This isn't actually in San Francisco. It's a bedroom community nearby. That means where people live and then they work in San Francisco, right? Kind of like New Jersey is a bedroom community of New York City.
I don't know if New Jersey would take that very kindly.
Northern New Jersey.
I don't know if Northern New Jersey would take that very kindly.
Well, anyway, New Jersey, I don't really care what they take in what way.
I know, you're not very fond of New Jersey in general.
So, Councilwoman, let's see, here's what they're up to in Dublin. This bedroom community near San Francisco may soon put you in the same category as rodents, junk cars, and weeds. That is, if you're a smoker. The Dublin City Council gave preliminary approval last week to an ordinance declaring secondhand tobacco smoke a public nuisance, a move designed to make it easier for residents to take to court neighbors who puff with impunity.
What?
Yes, that's right.
Neighbors?
Yes.
You mean you can't puff on your own, you can't smoke on your own land?
We'll investigate. God. Councilwoman Cassie Hildenbrand said, "We have to legislate civility at times." Hildenbrand sponsored the measure after a constituent complained that polite attempts to persuade the smoker next door to curtail her habit had failed. If the law passes...
How polite is that? Please stop smoking outside. It comes over to my property, and I smell it, and I don't like it.
And then I'm going to say no, because it's my property and I want to smoke outside if I want to smoke outside.
Right. That's not being civil. That's not being polite. That's not being anything. Hey, get out of here.
Wait, who's getting out of where?
That person who comes over and tells me I shouldn't be smoking on my own land.
Well, they did. They got out and went to the city council. Ridiculous. Now, if the law passes as expected on September 5th, Dublin would join the state of Utah and the Los Angeles suburb of Calabasas in giving residents a stick to shake at recalcitrant smokers when pleas for courtesy are ignored. The proposed Dublin measure would not ban smoking in private homes or backyards. Neither would police be asked to issue citations. But adding secondhand smoke to the list of nuisances that the city recognizes, a docket that already includes excessively loud music, noxious smells, untended garbage, would lower the burden of proof on plaintiffs who go to small claims court seeking relief from wafting fumes and up to, get this, $7,500 in damages.
Whoa.
Wow.
Dublin already outlaws smoking within 15 feet of public playgrounds, ATMs, and bus stops, as well as in the outdoor seating areas of restaurants and enclosed common areas of condominiums, nursing homes, and retirement communities. It also bans hookah bars, where patrons smoke through communal water pipes, as well as medicinal marijuana clubs. Now, banning a hookah bar...
Wait a minute, hold on. Smoking is banned in the outdoor eating areas of restaurants?
That is correct.
Wow. That's nice.
So, and they're just going after smokers. I mean, by shutting down hookah bars, you're just attacking smokers. There's nobody who would enter a hookah bar, a place designed for the mutual smoking of tobacco. There's no reason anybody who wasn't a tobacco smoker or who didn't know what they were getting into would enter an establishment like that.
I can't imagine that happening.
This is simply discrimination against those who choose to smoke tobacco. Let's see. So they've already outlawed it in all kinds of places. The vote on the latest ordinance came a little more than a month after the California Air Resources Board classified secondhand smoke as a toxic pollutant that contributes to deaths and illnesses among non-smokers. Hildenbrand said the board's action, along with a report from the U.S. Surgeon General that attributed 46,000 deaths from heart disease and another 3,000 cancer deaths annually to secondhand smoke exposure, should embolden bigger cities to add tobacco smoke to their public nuisance statutes. So they're doing this to set an example. They're doing this so other cities will follow their example and also consider cigarette smoking a so-called public nuisance. Like a barking dog is a public
nuisance.
You can't
even smoke in your own land without these anti-smoking zealots coming after you.
Now, they didn't ban smoking on your own land.
No, they just gave somebody who has more time than sense to the opportunity to come sue me for bothering them.
That they did. Utah's law has only been on the books since the mid-90s, but Lena Dibble, spokesperson for the state's Tobacco Prevention and Control Program, said she knew of only one or two instances when people ended up in the state's small claims court over secondhand smoke, and no cases have been filed since the late 1990s, so no big deal, they're saying. Nobody's going to use this. Let's just pass it anyway.
Why would they pass it if no one's going to use it?
Anti-tobacco groups knew of no other places where efforts to curb secondhand smoke had gone as far. The Dublin resident who inspired the legislation said she and her husband had considered moving because of a year-long battle with a smoking neighbor. Shirley Wassum, age 72, said the neighbor lit up on her patio and the smoke wafted through the Wassum's windows. Wassum, who's allergic to cigarette smoke, asked her to smoke on the far side of the yard. But the woman insisted that she had the right to smoke where she pleased.
Which she does, on her property.
Wassum's son installed a two-way radio so the neighbor could warn the couple to close their windows. Talk about going above and beyond the call of duty. To where this woman was to go out onto her back porch, pick up a two-way radio and say, "Breaker, breaker, I'm about to light up a cigarette here, 10-4.
Close your windows."
Yeah, and apparently that didn't work
out. Breaker, breaker. Like, there's a lot of chatter on that channel.
So apparently that didn't work too well because
Ian's old CB days are coming through.
The neighbor became irritated when she couldn't reach the Wassums on the radio at 7 a.m. According to Miss Wassum, "That burned me up. Here she knows I'm retired and expects me to get up to shut our windows." This woman took extra steps
She was extending courtesy to you. You said, "Please tell me to close my windows so that way I don't have to smell your smoke." She says, "Okay, close your windows." "What are you doing bothering me with the windows? I'm an old man."
That's an old woman, actually.
Oh, sorry.
I'm an old woman.
She needs a B12 shot really bad.
Well, the city board member, Hildenbrand, says she expects much more such disagreements because the city has encouraged the development of townhouse and condominium complexes with shared yards. I feel, quote, that as Dublin grows, we're creating new nuisances for our community that are not typical of suburban areas, and we need to be progressive in taking care of our residents. So, there you go. New news in the anti-smoking battle.
That's
now it's a public nuisance, and if you're someone that doesn't like the smell of cigarette smoke, you can threaten your neighbors with filing action against them in small claims court. Maybe you'll collect up to $7,500 the next time a puff of cigarette smoke enters your house.
Ridiculous.
This is so insane.
Wow.
And it's just going to get worse. As California, so does the rest of the country, right? Isn't that what they say? Things, these ideas tend
generally,
to spread.
Generally.
1-800-259.
I hope it doesn't go any farther. I hope that they reverse this. It's a terrible terrible idea.
800-259-9231. Let's go to George in Sarasota. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Mark.
Yes, my name is not George. It is Jorge. Hello, Free Talkers.
Hey, Jorge!
Wow, he's calling in on my last day. That's amazing.
This is so great. I love the Free Talkers.
How did you find us again, Jorge?
Well, I have not listened in a long time because I was sleeping and I woke up today and I turned on the radio box and I see the Free Talkers and I like it a lot. Yes.
No, wait a minute. You're listening on the radio.
On the radio box.
No, you're not. Come on. What radio station are you listening to?
It is the radio box in.
What
now? Listening on the radio
All
box.
Right, I guess we're just going to have to take your word for it. But
for
those of you that don't know, Jorge.
Why can I believe I'm listening on the radio box?
Well, I can't believe you're listening on the radio box either, but for different reasons. Now, for those of you that don't know, Jorge, hang on. We're going to bring you back, man, because it's been a while since we've heard from you. I want to catch up on what's going on. The last time we talked to Jorge, he was out in the middle of a field somewhere, drunk as a skunk. He didn't know where he was, just walking through people's houses or something like, I don't know. We're going to catch up and see where he's been for the last couple of years because it's been a while since we've heard from him. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and you can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
If you're